From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. Payday loan interest rates, the Missouri minimum wage, and the state's tobacco tax may all be on the ballot in November. The three initiatives had been tied up for months in court. One judge struck down the payday petition, ruling the ballot summary was likely to deceive petition signers. But yesterday, the Missouri Supreme Court upheld all three ballot summaries, paving the way to get them before voters in November.
I just thought it was like a woohoo kind of moment because, you know, nobody knew for sure how things were going to turn out, but it was definitely a huge victory for the good guys.
Robin Acree is director of Grassroots Organizing, or GROW, one of the groups campaigning to cap interest rates on payday loans at 36% and to raise the minimum wage to $8.25 an hour.
We need to make sure that folks are being paid a fair wage. And I tell people that the people that pay the minimum wage are the corporations, the big corporations that are not good employers. And so they, I mean, most places that are good employers, small businesses realize to keep good people, you couldn't pay them $7.25 an hour. They can't live on $2.90 a week. And then payday loans, oh my gosh. You don't have to charge 400% interest to make a profit. And the cycle of debt they trap people in is just unbelievable.
I've read, you know, accounts of this campaigning over the payday lending issue and, you know, accounts of people being harassed while they're gathering signatures. Can you talk a little bit about that and if you've seen any of these kind of tactics?
Unfortunately, yes, I have. And it's the thug, we call them thug tactics.
So you'd be actually be out gathering signatures and people would come and try to like mm-hmm. prevent people from signing?
Yeah, they would like yell. I mean, this one instance, a gentleman was really, really like loudly saying, "She's a liar, you know, don't believe her," and all kinds of, you know, just like loud, obnoxious type things. And they would try to get us kicked off a site. So if we did have a good site to actually collect signatures from, they would just like come out in van loads of people. They had crews out to find out where we were at, and then they would bring out a whole bunch of people and just be really annoying. It was incredible. I mean, it was combat, and it was like we had to be like so strategic, you know, all the time to try to figure out how we're going to reach the public and the voters.
So you think there were people who were hired by the campaign against the initiative?
I mean, I can't obviously, you know, say one way or the other, but it was from some conversations I had with Cruz, it was apparent to me that somebody in our opposition camp was actually paying them to stop us, yes.
That was Robin Acree, director of Grassroots Organizing. She says she's confident supporters have gathered enough signatures to get on the ballot in November. We'll find out by next week the deadline for the Secretary of State to certify signatures. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.